Hi, good afternoon, Joanne.
Hello.
Hi, Joanne.
Wait a minute, my phone's acting up here.
Sure.
Okay, can you hear me now?
I can hear you. Do you hear me?
Okay.
Joanne? It's Monica,
yes.
With Family First Care.
Yes, hi.
How are you?
I'm okay. We're heading for our TB test.
Oh, perfect. Joanne, I wanted to quickly give you a call. When you're done with the TB test, can you just please make sure that you complete your application? Because remember, the signatures are missing. And I'm also still waiting for your two-year residency proof.
For my what?
Your two-year residency proof.
Okay. I will do that. Yeah, I forgot about that. I will do that when we get back home. Are these TB tests the ones with the bubble in the arm, or are they blood draws?
No, it's the blood test.
Thanks. Okay, God, because we're just saying about finding time to go back over.
No. This is so much quicker. You literally get your blood drawn, and that's it. And they send us the results. Oh,
thank you.
Okay, good.
You're welcome. Oh, Joanne,
okay, so
I noticed on your application, make sure you put in two references. Because I think there's one reference, but there's no phone number. We need a total of two references on your application.
Okay. I thought I put two. Both of them were Debs.
No.
Deb McDermott and Deb McMullen, I thought.
Let me see.
I just put in mine. I didn't think I put in two. Do you?
I see Deborah McMullen, but I don't see a phone number for Deborah. Oh, wait a second. I see that you completed another application. Let me look at this one, but it's also incomplete.
I don't know. This was whole for me. Like I said, I'm computer illiterate sometimes. And this was all confusing with me. Years ago, when you fill applications out, it was done on paper and all this and that. But
so, Joanne, this one is actually more complete. If you want, and I get your authorization over the phone, I can just type in your name on the app.
Okay, do that. Yes, please.
Okay. All right, let me go ahead and do that right now. Yeah, this one has all the information. Okay.
We'll be straight, right?
22...
I'm sorry, let me get you started. Diagnostic health.
Okay, almost done.
Getting there.
I'm a little old when we look a little old. This is 3. We gotta go back that way. 24 or 2200.
Okay, I think we're done. Let me just refresh, make sure that it's complete. Yep, you're all set, Joanne, okay? So don't worry about that.
Okay, so the only thing I need now is the okay, and Haley is driving right now, but is hers all complete? She did all hers this morning?
Let me take a look. Give me one moment. Hold on.
Don't you start. No, I'm trying to
find the application.
Look for 2240.
I don't see a 2240.
Probably the other way.
You're all 500
here. Yeah, probably that way. We're lost in this complex looking for this building.
Oh, Anderson, I'm sorry. I got her direct deposit. Let me just check her I-9W-4.
Now, I do have
2 jobs.
She does have 2 jobs. I think I said that before. So I'm hoping we did the W-4 form right for her because they got to take enough taxes out of her checks for working because she does have 2 incomes coming in, hers and her another part-time job she works.
All right. Let me see.
And with mine, I think I spoke with you the other day, I have Social Security, so my taxes need to be right.
Okay, so for her, yes, I do see here for Haley that she put down that she has 2 or more jobs, so that's fine.
Okay.
So that's there. She can also, if she wanted to, she
can
put withholding, but that's up to her discretion.
No, she doesn't want. I know I did put extra because, like I said, I get Social Security, and they don't take taxes off of that. So I always take $15 a week out extra of my pay for the, you know, to cover some of that.
Okay, I see. Let me just look at yours quickly because I don't recall yours.
No. We usually go in and they go around.
In here, right?
Yeah. And then just go around the other way, I think.
This is all children care. 22 what?
40.
That's 22.
This is Berkshire Advisor, so that's
around the corner. Yep, that's fine. We're just looking for the building yet.
We got it.
Okay. You found it?
What's that?
Did you find the building?
Yep, we just found it now.
Perfect. All right, so on your W-4, Joanne, I do see here that you declare yourself married. I see an extra withholding amount for $15. No dependents. So that should be fine.
Okay, great, because I don't want to have to pay. I had to pay last year because of that stuff. I don't want to have to pay again.
Yeah, no, I see that you have extra withholdings of $15 for pay period. So that's fine.
Okay.
Okay. All right, Joanne.
So Haley's is all complete. She doesn't need anything.
Oh, let me see. I was looking at her. No,
I'm sorry.
She needed her I-9W-4. No, she's all complete. So now we're just waiting for her. She needs to send me her ID. I don't have her ID.
I did send them in the thing.
She said she copied them. Well, she sent them in her with her.
Send them in a text message.
She sent them in a text message, she said.
Oh, let me see. Did she send it to me?
I can send them again. I mean, I did it in the thing where it told you to do it.
Oh, I see it. It's with your direct deposit form. Okay, that's perfect. And that serves as your true residency proof as well. So that's great. You should be
I got to go to the house to get mail.
Yeah.
No. Your ID serves as your true residency proof because it was issued to you in September 8th of 2023.
Oh, so yours is good. I just got mine, and I think I have my old license. I just forgot to look for it. But all right, I will send that today then when I get back home.
Sounds great. Thank you so much, Joanne. Bye, ladies. Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.